It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes a man needs to feel something other than his own touch.
Have you tried switching hands?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Things we didn't get to today. Didn't really get a chance to talk about Krista Cook. Krista Cook got voted off American Idol last night.
She was getting real hot. Too.
So I think now we've talked about it, right?
That's enough for me.
Subject closed. Also, the great debate last night. That'll be a question for tomorrow's show as well. Do you care about the whole thing, the whole political thing, and also all the nitpicking that's going on?
Right.
Didn't talk about Carla and my snoring. I purchased a new device that seems to be really working. I don't know the name of it because I lost the box, but it's something I put in my nose. Not on the outside of my nose. I actually put it in my nose, and I'll
talk about it. Is it a powder?
It's not a powder.
I'm only kidding, of course.
It's eye powder. Okay. And maybe a little chat on the Pope. I want to congratulate Vicky Doyle of Churchton, Larry Jones of Vienna, and Rob, I don't know if this is the real name, Rob Leatherland.
That's the name, Mike.
Rob Leatherland, of Fairfax. They get the tickets to Motley Crue, Crew Fest 2008, featuring Motley Crue, Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, and Trapped, and you qualify for a ticket upgrade all the way to the front row. The other day there was something where it was an upgrade to the fifth row.
That's the best we could do.
What are you going to do? Don't miss Crew Fest July 13th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale this Saturday at noon. Visit LiveNation.com. And now, without further ado, our final buzz of the day.
In Frankfurt, Germany, a 27-year-old man stepped out of his apartment and into the elevator shaft.
Oh.
After being out of order for a while, suddenly the doors were open again. The man peeked in to see if they were working on it, and he slipped. He fell 25 feet down the shaft.
It's
a really good thing he fell when he did.
Jesus! How could that be good?
Because he landed on top of a 57-year-old woman who had fallen down that same elevator shaft 24 hours earlier.
Is she dead?
No. If she hadn't been down there to cushion his blow, he might have died. If he hadn't fallen and discovered her, she might have died.
Oh!
They're both fine.
You know what? That shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Only talking about shafts.
John Shaft.
There's no sense arguing about it anymore. A new study from the University of Pennsylvania proves that money can buy happiness. The worldwide study found that life satisfaction is the highest in countries that have the most money.
Or in the case of this show, Buzz, less money can buy happiness.
We'll see. In the U.S., 90% of the households making $250,000 or more report that they are happy.
Sometimes I have to edit myself.
Among the 30 grand a year or less crowd, only 42% of the people say they're happy.
Now I'm listening.
Buzz, occasionally I do have to have a conversation with myself about that last comment. Less money can buy happiness. I really do have to. You're not supposed to talk about that. I didn't mean anything by it. Shut up, Mike. Stop it. Thank you.
There you go, fighting with yourself again.
But you reach resolution, which is nice.
Yeah, right.
The study found that it's not the money itself that makes people happy. It's what it allows them to do, like spending time with friends or family or being able to live close to work for a shorter commute. That is what they found to be the key to happiness.
You live closer than anybody.
I do. Uh-huh. And I'm happy.
Good.
A Swedish gynecology professor has put forth the notion that bras on young women can lead to sagging breasts. He's saying bras can be bad.
Then we should take them off, I believe.
Professor Goran Samsio says, and I quote, "Too tight a bra can lead to breasts that sink."
That's hot.
He says a too tight bra on a girl can suppress the growth of elastin, which is a breast's main support system.
Elastin.
You know, when he said that, I wish this was TV because he cupped his hands and lifted them to the sky.
You'll see it tomorrow at the barbecue.
Barbecue.
The professor examined women aged 18 to 25, measuring them from nipple to floor.
Oh, dear.
He says the young women who wore bras had the shorter measurement. In other words, more saggage.
Mm-hmm.
The professor says the bras are, of course, important when it comes to supporting larger breasts. Science marches on.
For some reason, I'm thinking about Joy Behar right now.
You know, when they measured her, they got two different readings.
She's hot.
Oh, very red hot.
She's
hot
box.
Hot box. Behar box.
We are so careful about everything now. Maybe too much so.
You are.
An elementary school in the D.C. suburb of McLean, Virginia, has banned the game of tag from recess.
That's where Rob was raised.
I was raised in McLean.
Mm-hmm.
The principal says the game just got out of hand. She says it became a game of intense aggression.
At an elementary school?
Mm-hmm. The principal at Kent Gardens Elementary says she'd
Sure, Kent Gardens.
She says she'd like to bring back tag.
Yeah, let's raise a generation of wusses.
And touch football after parents and teachers do some brainstorming on the subject first.
Hey, kids, we're going to play American Gladiator today.
I think they can play tag at Chesterbrook Elementary, a great elementary school.
Is that where you went?
Absolutely, and Julia, too.
You played as much tag as you wanted,
no,
right?
No, I mostly just hung around.
Theater arts at Chesterbrook?
There was no theater at Chesterbrook.
just asking.
That came later.
Mm-hmm.
In high school.
And yet you still have the makeup. Quoting one dad, we are regulating the fun out of normal childhood activity. We are not letting children be children. The entire county already has a ban at its schools on tug of war, dodgeball, and break dancing. Also bungee jumping and scuba diving.
How about playing with pointed sticks?
No, jarts.
Jarts.
No word on duck, duck, goose, but you can't be too careful.
We will not have jarts tomorrow at the barbecue.
No, I think it would be irresponsible.
But we have our horseshoes.
Yes, we do.
Horseshoes and babes.
Horseshoes.
Babes in bikinis.
Babes in bikinis. Oh, and I forgot to say, oh, God damn it. I forget things.
Such language.
I really do. I'm getting
there's so much to remember.
There's been an awful lot on the plate today, but coming soon on the Mike O'Mara Show, Mr. Burbank will be soliciting for his Buzz Babes.
Buzz Babes.
And Buzz will be getting his own MySpace page.
They are show cheerleaders, and they will apparently be paid for their appearances at some point. So.
And you are going to be in charge of that.
There's got to be a screening process, Mike.
Very good.
Two Alaskan, and I'm the screen.
Good.
Two Alaskan DJs, shock jocks, if you will, have been suspended after a joke involving Alaska Native women.
Woo!
Now, there's an old saying, a real old saying, a little off color in itself, that a real Alaskan has urinated into the Yukon River and made love to an Alaska Native woman.
Do you have itchy feet?
These Anchorage DJs, Woody and Wilcox, switched the verbs in that saying.
Good morning, it's the Woody and Wilcox.
Yeah. Native woman, they switched the verbs, you see.
I
okay,
understand.
Very good.
Very disrespectful. As we all know, making love to a river is offensive. The DJs have been suspended indefinitely and are undergoing sensitivity training, regrooving, if you will. The Fox Rocks, now with less talk in the mornings, a group of offended Alaska Native women filing a complaint with the FCC.
Lovely.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We also want to thank Billy Bush and Rob Cantrell for coming on the show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Speedwack. Our phone screener, Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Conserve bathwater and conserve babies. I did not write that. Rob did. Caps Hockey next right here in Washington, D.C. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.